Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still pounding on the TSA as they richly deserve. And the TSA is coming out in its defense and saying that for all these billions of detectors and millions of angered, humiliated American travelers and global travelers, they've managed to seize 130 prohibited items from passengers. They won't say what they are. I mean, basically, they're nail clippers. They're the little tiny pocket knives with your company name on them, because that's what they took from me. They've found a lot of drugs with these body scanners, but they can't actually document that they have in any way, shape, or form actually caught or prevented some kind of a terrorist attack. They're desperately trying to justify the continued funding for the security industrial complex. That's really what it's all about. Meanwhile, story just came through now. A flight attendant. This is a flight attendant. She works for the airlines. You'd think they'd cut this lady a little slack. She's a cancer survivor. So she doesn't want to go through the X-ray machines because she's already had her bout with cancer. She doesn't want to do that again just so some, you know, so Michael Chertoff can make a few more bucks on his machines. Now, she has unfortunately been subjected to some highly invasive surgery to survive her cancer, and she's wearing a prosthetic in her chest. And so the TSA, showing tremendous sensitivity and concern to this woman who's been through a disfiguring disease already, make her take the prosthetic off before she gets patted down. Now, earlier today when I was going around the net, I found this website full of very strange x-rays taken during various law enforcement, which included x-rays of women who had hidden contraband in a very personal location. Let's just leave it at that. And obviously, the weakness in all the current TSA scans and all the rest of it is that, yeah, there are bodily orifices that you can hide things in. Things that will not set off a metal detector. And I'm not going to go into details here because I don't need to. Sooner or later, you know that the TSA and Michael Chertoff, in order to sell another generation of these $170,000-plus machines to every airport in the world, are going to say, ooh, we have to see inside the passengers now. We have to look to make sure they haven't swallowed something that could be used to bring down an airline. And, of course, all of these machines are going to use these radiations that are going to make you deathly ill or kill you. Certainly will kill all the gate attendants. Because the goal here isn't safety and security, it's money. You want to stop terrorism? I'll tell you how to stop terrorism. First of all, grab all the phonies who are running around pretending to be terrorists and shoot them. And then if you want to make sure there is going to be no more terrorism, you stop screwing around with other people's countries and the terrorists will go home. That's how you stop terrorism. You don't stop terrorism by treating every single living American as if they are a terrorist. Because you're going to get to the point where they're going to say, well, if they're going to treat me like a terrorist, I might as well be one. And that's where you get people starting to punch out the TSA workers. So, meanwhile, over in the Denver airport, a firefighter and a female city employee were fired. Apparently, they were using the airport's mobile command unit for sex. You know, hey, babe, want to play TSA gate rape or something like that? It's just a big joke. They're buying all of this equipment, and it's not being used because it's not really needed. So the people are just playing around in it. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll be talking with Nils in Sweden. And we'll be talking about, well, we're going to get off the TSA here. We're going to get onto some other stories here to sort of wrap up the week here. But it is. It's completely out of control. And I don't blame people for fighting back. Enough is enough. We'll be right back.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family, without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Extend your life.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to Nils in Sweden. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind today?
Yeah, hello, Mike. I have a really strange question. It's when I was a kid in Sweden, we had my father, for instance, was a carpenter, and he could provide with three kids, a house, and a car. But nowadays it doesn't seem that it's the same circumstances, because now you have to be a husband and a wife that have a works, and nobody can be one provider to the family.
Yeah, that's true pretty much all over the world. And the reason is all of these countries that fell into the trap of a private central bank issuing the public currency, the debt is always going up. And inevitably, the bankers tell the government, just as the IMF is doing it. They talk about austerity, and that's just a code word for you must take more from the people to give to the bankers. You must spend less on the people in order to give more to the bankers. And, you know, from the banker's point of view, all the money is supposed to belong to them. All the wealth is supposed to belong all to them. And people are just reduced back to being serfs. They're basically destroying the idea of a free republic the way it was imagined by Thomas Jefferson and the rest of the boys in this country. And they're forcing us back to the days of serfdom and nobility. I mean, if you look at that editorial that came out in the London Financial Times when Lincoln introduced his greenbacks, it said, if this is allowed to perpetuate, all of the royal families of Europe will be destroyed. And so it's basically a war between those of us who want the freedom to make our own way in the world versus those who think that the entire world's population exists only to provide wealth and glory to the few at the top. Okay, I think we're going to let Niels go. I think we've triggered some kind of a domestic dispute, and I'm rather sorry to see that happening. Okay, let's see. Now, moving right along here. Rather interesting story, and I'm mentioning this only because of all the harassment we get in the email at whatreallyhappened.com that we see all over the social networks. We see it even in the two chat rooms we have running for this show. Basically, this lawyer in New York has been thrown in jail for creating multiple identities online with which to basically flood his opinion of a debate into the discussion and make it look like it's a whole crowd, like it's majority rule. And we've seen this before, whether it's the megaphonies or robo-posters, like if you go over to Twitter and you look in on the ClimateGate discussions, there's this one poster called AIAGW, and it turns out 90% of this individual, this entity's tweets are from a computer program. And it's already been outed and exposed, and why Twitter doesn't shut this guy down as an obvious spammer is rather amazing. But this lawyer got involved in the discussion over the Dead Sea Scrolls. Now, there are two schools of thought regarding the Dead Sea Scrolls, which are, you know, basically during the Six-Day War, Israel grabbed them and said, "These are ours! Get away!" And they basically have complete control over them now, and we're only allowed to see the interpretation of the Dead Sea Scrolls that Israel's academics allow out. So the prevailing theory about the Dead Sea Scrolls is they're the product of a sect called the Essenes, who basically had a little community at Qumran. They said, "We're tired of what's going on between Rome and Judea. We're going to sort of go out into the desert. We're going to build a little community, and we're going to contemplate the universe, and we're going to write down a bunch of stuff." And hence the origin of the Dead Sea Scrolls. Now, Israel, which has a long history of trying to use archaeology to justify their political agenda, has taken the position that the Dead Sea Scrolls were originally written by Jews, and that this is proof that Jews were there, and therefore they own Israel, and so forth and so on. So this lawyer apparently went out on a couple of online discussions with forged identities in an attempt to discredit the point of view that the Essenes were the authors of these scrolls. He had no facts, had no logic, simply said, "Okay, we need to win this for Almighty Israel. I'm going to go out there and say that the chief proponent of the Essenian theory has now changed his mind and agrees it was all the Jews," and so forth and so on. We've seen this kind of stuff before. The temple, the pomegranate temple staff that was supposed to be proof of the existence of the first temple, that was revealed as a fraud. The Jehoash tablet, also cited as proof of the existence of the first temple, also exposed as a fraud. If you walk around Egypt or Iran or Iraq or any place in the Middle East, you will see all the remains of these huge ancient buildings from thousands and thousands of years ago. And you understand that buildings on the scale that we are told David and Solomon built on the Temple Mount, they don't just vanish without a trace. It just does not happen. So there's a lot of hokery and fake going on, and this appears to be more of it. And I mention this only because it underscores this winning at all costs mentality that we often see with the online debates with Israel supporters. A classic example last May during the attack on the aid flotilla, where we kept putting out there, you don't attack humanitarian workers in international waters and expect people not to get angry. And we just automatically got back. They had knives. They had guns. We know they had weapons of mass destruction. And you'd go through and lay out the facts of the matter, and it wouldn't matter. It didn't matter what the truth was. It was a win by overwhelming, and you'd see the same exact posts repeated to Twitter under hundreds and hundreds of different identities. This is just the way they like to fight. And the good news here, though, is the court said this represented a criminal action. to be forging internet identities with which to carry on these discussions, and they threw this lawyer in jail. And, you know, I think that's great. I think that's great because this should hopefully chill the activities of the megaphonies that we've talked about before. Hopefully it'll chill the robo-posters all over Twitter who exist only to completely flood the discussion with their point of view to shout down opposing points of view. That's not how debate is carried out. It is not what the First Amendment covers. The First Amendment doesn't cover shouting at the other people until they agree with you. The First Amendment is there to protect the spirit of open debate on any topic. All right, we're going to go to the phones. David in Arizona. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hello, Michael. Want to let you know I have been enjoying your program for the last couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Now, I am a Christian, and I want to apologize for those who call themselves Christians who come up and shout at you and tell you you got to believe like they do.
Okay.
My father was a Baptist preacher, and he taught me you tell people the truth, they can take it or leave it.
That's a very good approach. And again, yep. I don't have an issue. Let me get a comment in here, and then I'll let you continue. I don't have a problem if you want to be a Christian and believe in that stuff. My issue is with the corporate expression of those religious faiths, which I view as a means of enslavement. And I have a lot of friends who are Christians who do not behave in that way. In fact, we had one of them over here just the other day. She needed her computer fixed. And she didn't come over here to convert me to her view of Christianity. She needed a computer fix. So she came in, we had some tea and pomegranate juice, and I fixed her computer, and that's fine. And that's really kind of cool. So I don't have an automatic opposition to all Christians, just to the ones who are out there trying to make money and cover up certain activities with it. So now that I've had my say, please continue.
You're talking about Hagee and Falwell and Robertson and those bunch. Yes, I don't have much truck with them either.
Yep.
But, you know, you mentioned the TSA.
Yep.
And I'm glad to see Ron Paul is bringing up legislation to curb some of their efforts.
I agree, but it won't go anywhere because too many members of Congress are invested in the companies that make those machines and provide those
services. Well, I agree, but it's nice to see that the word is getting out. There will be some protests done. I have my own opinion of how we should handle TSA agents, but a lot of people would go to prison for doing it my way.
Sooner or later, we're going to have to be willing to risk jail to preserve our liberties. I mean, that's what, you know, the Boston Massacre was all about.
That's one of the problems with the people in this country nowadays. They're too willing to go along. I think they've been turned into sheeple.
Yes, they have.
And there are too many of them who are unwilling to take the risk. Well, you know, how will I feed my family if I'm in jail? What am I going to do? I'll lose my job, yada, yada, yada. So what? You're going to lose your freedom if you don't.
Well, if I can follow up on that, you know, I mean, there used to be the conventional wisdom that most men were held prisoner by their mortgages because they didn't want to rock the boat and upset the government because then they couldn't pay their mortgage and they'd lose their home. And there's all those people who sold themselves out and their principles out. They still lost their homes anyway because of the banker's greed. And I wonder if they're sitting there like Solzhenitsyn used to say about the Gulag Archipelago, how we burned in those homeless camps if only we'd stood up to protect ourselves and our property when we still had the chance.
Yes. I come from a long line of people who have stood up, and I take great pride in what my ancestors have done.
Good.
And I'm trying to stand up myself, and I protest. One of the things I do is go to one of these so-called Christian churches on Sunday mornings and hold vigil because they're total supporters of Israel. Israel can do no wrong. We got to kill every Muslim that walks so Israel can survive.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you. I hate to say it.
Refresh my memory. What was that first commandment again?
What's that?
I said, refresh my memory. What was that first commandment again that Moses brought down from the mountain here? David, we got to take a break here.
Yeah.
Hang on to the phone. I'm going to take you through the commercials into this next segment. We'll be right back.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
This is an important message from hempusa.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're still talking with David in Arizona. And, David, the churches in this country, and by that I mean the corporate churches, that were compromised, first of all, by accepting their tax breaks, which made them slaves of mammon, and second of all, by the faith-based initiatives, which guaranteed their complicity and cooperation with selling the agenda of war on whoever the designated enemy was. I do have a real problem with that. And I do have a real problem with the so-called Christian Zionism movement, because if you look in Israel at the way Israel treats the Christian holy places, you will understand that Israel does not return the loyalty that it demands from the Christian Zionists. It does not return the respect that it demands from the Christian
Zionists. That's what I've been trying to explain to these people. I say, your Christian brothers are being persecuted in Israel. The Gaza Strip has Palestinian Christians, and you people, the so-called Christians in this country, have no problem with them being abused and oppressed. And I find that very strange coming from, well, I can't call them Christian. I have a real tough time calling these people Christian.
Okay.
To me, they're an Acts 743 church. Acts 743, God God said, you know, you took up the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of your god Remphan, that she might worship them. And Moloch,
yeah.
Moloch was a Babylonian god.
No, I remember Moloch.
They sacrificed innocent.
I used to be married to him.
They sacrificed children.
Yes.
What are these people doing? They're sacrificing innocent lives.
They're sacrificing children to these wars in Iraq and Afghanistan on behalf of Israel. I mean, it's exactly
right,
the same thing.
They're not only do they send their own children to die, they send them over there to kill innocent people who have done nothing to us. And then they've taken the Star of Remphan, which is the symbol on the Israeli flag. That is the Star of Remphan. There's no such thing as the Star of David. There's no star associated with David anywhere in Scripture or in history.
It's
a satanic sign, and this church even ran that flag.
David, got to slow you down here. The origins of that symbol, the combined blade and chalice, is really very, very murky, and I don't want to get into saying that this or that is hooked in with Satan. I absolutely agree with you that the religious corporations in this country have been hijacked and subverted as thoroughly as the United States Congress to serve the political agenda of Israel. And part of the reason is that the people in America who have been bought into this whole Christian Zionism thing, they are absolutely convinced that the Israel of today is exactly the same entity as the Israel they read about in the Old Testament. And of course it isn't. The Israel in the Old Testament is, you know, myths and legends made up by a people trying to remind themselves how really important they are in the greater scheme of things. Present day Israel is just another nation with some serious political issues. They won't draw their borders. They won't write a constitution. The people who are in charge of Israel are not the genetic descendants of the biblical Hebrews. And they perpetuate this hoax. And that's why I said earlier in the show, Israel is desperate to hijack archaeology to go on pretending to the world that this is the same Israel that you read about in the Old Testament, even though clearly it is not. And it is rather sad that so many people in the United States are buying into this thing, and they're being led about by their beliefs. And this is why I think belief in and of itself is the enemy of humankind and the enemy of progress and civilization, because we are trained and bribed from childhood to allow beliefs to control our minds rather than to look at the world factually, logically, analytically, and decide for ourselves what it all means. So anyway, David, sorry, we're going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call. Have a good holiday weekend here. And let's see, I want to move along here. Speaking of Israel, since David got us onto the topic, a couple of days ago, a web page was put up on a server that listed 200 Israeli soldiers accused of war crimes during Operation Cast Lead. It included photos of them and detailed information where they live. Now, it turns out, you know, Israel's screaming bloody murder, you violated our safety and security, and the original website was taken down. Of course, that's a completely impotent action in this day and age of the Internet, because the website was copied numerous places all over the place. It turns out the photos and personal information on these accused war criminals was not looted from any secure server. It's their Facebook pages. These guys went out, committed war crimes, and they've got Facebook pages saying, "Yeehaw, look what I did." And somebody simply went out and collected it all together and put it together in a file, a sort of a little identification chart for Israeli war criminals. Israel is screaming bloody murder, that this is a horrible thing. The Fuhrer says, "You're not allowed to call us war criminals, you Schweinhund." And so they're trying to make a really, really big deal about it. But you know something? Like I said, Israel attacked a U.S. flagged ship and shot up an American citizens and captured others last May. They don't get any sympathy from me when they're being accused of war crimes. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Dan is still in the control room answering the phones, and he's sending a message. There will be flame and strife rain down upon thee by Joe Pesci. So I guess we're both on the same track regarding religion. I'm looking at the C-SPAN feed. For some reason, Time Warner Cable here in Hawaii has stopped carrying C-SPAN 2, which is the Senate channel, so we can't find out what's going on with that food safety bill. But in the House, they're talking about the mortgage crisis, and they made the mistake of pulling back to a really wide shot, and apparently the people who are testifying mostly to empty chairs. Nobody's shown up. Maybe they're heading home early for the holidays or whatever is going on, but that seems to be what it is. All righty. We talked about this before, but I'm going to mention it again because we're hearing more and more of a renewed push to sell this global warming nonsense to everybody. We're already hearing, you know, cold weather, sleet, rain all over the country. Snow came early to this. We had snow in Montana, in parts of Canada, July was snowing. It's another harsh winter. We've had thunder showers coming through here. And remember, you don't get thunder showers unless there's ice someplace overhead. And I should get out the webcam that they have over on the Big Island where we do get snow on the top of those mountains. A lot of people are very surprised about that. We actually have a ski run on the Big Island. A lot of people don't know this. You can go skiing during the winter on the Big Island. And then that afternoon you can go surfing down there on the beaches. It's kind of cool. So anyway, they're coming back. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which is the UN political body that is trying to hype this whole global warming nonsense all over the place, they're coming back. They've got their robot posters all over Twitter. They're trying to sell this idea that, look, you know, the weather may be cold, but it doesn't mean that the climate isn't still getting warmer, which is nonsense. That's like saying that you can take a pan of water, put it on the stove, turn up the heat, and get ice. That is how ridiculous this thing. And they say, oh, no, it's possible. Trust us. We have scientists that we have paid tons and tons of money to convince you that you can warm a pan of water until it freezes over. And basically, the IPCC has admitted its goal is not saving the Earth from us mean old carbon dioxide exhaling humans, but it is simply a device to impose carbon taxes on the entire world, which is going to be used to fund the new global government, which is socialist. They're going to redistribute the world's income, with a big chunk of it going into their own pocket, of course. Now, as I've mentioned before, I am opposed to a global government for a very, very simple reason. The national borders to political, religious, economic activity serve the same purpose on planet Earth that fireproof doors do in a building or watertight bulkheads with watertight doors do in a ship. They confine an accident. If you have all the fireproof doors shut in a building and you have a fire in an office, you'll lose the office, but after the fire is basically out, you can open up the doors, bring in new furniture, everything's all fine. If you prop those doors open, it's going to seem like everything is much better because you can move around the building that much faster. But the first fire that comes along is going to involve the whole building, and the whole building will be gone. Compartmentalization is recognized as a safety device in buildings, ship construction. The Chinese have been compartmentalizing their ships to keep them floating, going back thousands of years. Everybody understands this is the safest course of action, except the greedy bastards at the top of the banks who want one single giant planet-sized piggy bank to play with. That's one reason I'm opposed to globalism. Second of all, history has shown that all governing ruling bodies preserve the status quo. They always organize around oligarchy, and they always fossilize. They spend all their time saying, this is the way it's supposed to be, we will not make any really dramatic changes. There'll be cosmetic changes to keep the people mollified, thinking that something is happening that amounts to progress. But fundamental changes to the structure are never allowed. The government's still lying to us about John F. Kennedy, is a good example. That's the second reason I'm opposed to a global government, because it's just going to be more of the same. Third, what happens if we have a, what would have happened if we had had a global government when Adolf Hitler came to power? Who would have stopped him? Because you know that tyrants like a Hitler are inevitable, because power attracts the very sort of people who should not have it. It's not a question of if, it is a matter of when. Look how close we came with George Bush Jr. and Obama simply continuing the policies. What happens if men like this are in charge of a global government? And finally, and most important, we're seeing the global government be brought into existence through fraud, hoax, and deception. Global flu pandemic, global warming, global economic meltdown. And you just know, a government that is brought into being through fraud and hoax is a government that can never, ever allow freedom of speech or freedom of inquiry, because its own survival is on the line. Nor will it allow democracy. Because as word of the fraud and hoax spreads through the population, the first thing a truly voting population is going to do is vote that global government out of power. The global government, the United Nations, and the IPCC are attempting to bring into existence on this planet is a government that will be the worst tyrannical dictatorship in the history of the world. You will believe what you're told to believe about the climate. You will believe what you're told to believe about health management. You will believe what you're told to believe about the necessity to sacrifice most of your wealth for the benefit of the planetary society. It will be a hideous dictatorship, and I will not support it. Now, I want to get back to this situation with this deal that our government is making with Israel. because the more you look at it, the more you realize it's just another Israeli-mandated giveaway by the U.S. government, paid for by you, to buy more weapons of death for Israel. And Israel standing up there and saying, we demand this, and we demand a written document guaranteeing all of these things before we'll stop stealing Palestinian homes and putting up illegal settlements in the West Bank. Now, as the deal stands right now, the big part of it, which is basically everybody say it's a bribe, it's an outright bribe. We're going to give Israel another batch of F-35 warplanes. The last number I heard was 20 of them. These are very expensive pieces of equipment. These are the very top-line best aircraft the United States defense industry is able to manufacture right now. And, of course, once Israel has it, they'll reverse engineer it if they aren't the ones who already downloaded that 1.5 terabytes of data regarding its stealth capabilities. They'll reverse engineer it, and they'll sell it to countries that may not like us because they've done it in the past. Now, on top of that, the eastern part of Jerusalem is not part of the deal. Israel's going to go on taking Palestinian homes and building Jewish facilities in East Jerusalem, even though this is a defiance of the United Nations Security Council. Second, settlements that are already started in the West Bank are also not part of the deal. In other words, Israel's going to go on building settlements as long as they were already started at the time the deal goes into force. What they're saying is we won't start any new ones, which they're not supposed to do anyway because they're illegal. And finally, and this is the kicker, buried in this list of demands from Israel is a proviso that once this deal has been done and the 90 days have come and gone, the United States is not allowed to ever complain about the illegal West Bank settlements ever again. This is not a deal. This is an absolute, complete capitulation of the United States government to Israel's agenda. If you really wanted to stop West Bank settlement construction, stop the checks because your tax dollars are paying for all this. At the same time, rural roads in the United States are being allowed to go back to gravel and dirt. Your tax dollars are paying for brand new, state-of-the-art, paved, Jews-only highways in the West Bank area. Let's stop the checks. Let's not talk about giving them another $3 billion worth of weapons. Let's just stop sending them money. Why are we sending them any money anyway? Israel has already cost you, the American taxpayer, four times the entire cost of the Apollo Moon program. And we're not getting a giant leap for mankind out of all this money. We're also not getting Velcro or microprocessors or any of the other technological fallout from all this money that stimulated the economic boom here in the United States during the 70s and 80s. Israel's getting all the benefit for that money. We're getting nothing except the enmity of everybody that these U.S. paid for weapons is falling on. And by the way, Israel's in Gaza again, bombing and killing people, claiming that, some Palestine militant group that nobody ever heard of before fired a phosphorus bomb. Ooh, gee, how convenient to get Israel off the hook for cast lead war crimes. They used a phosphorus bomb this time. And they're in there killing people again. If the real goal was to stop illegal West Bank settlements, we should give those fighters to the Palestinians. And then Israel would stop stealing their homes and bulldozing their homes and building these illegal settlements because they'd have a reason to stop. This is not a deal. This is Israel sent an order to Washington, D.C. You will give us 20 more warplanes. And the United States said, yes, master, we will give you 20 more warplanes, but let us wrap it in something that we can tell to the American sheeple that we're getting some kind of a benefit for this. And it's a joke, and Israel knows it's a joke, and Washington, D.C. knows it's a joke. Washington, D.C. is going to give Israel another $3 billion worth of hardware that you will pay for, and they're trying to convince you that we're getting something tangible back because Israel will sit there and listen to the Palestinians talk about when are we going to get our two-state solution for 90 days. And after 90 days, Israel will say, well, time's up, back to business, and the bulldozers will run in again. After 60 years of this same game, it is obvious Israel will never make a deal with anybody. They don't have a reason to, as long as the big, hulking United States government backs them up with money and weapons and propaganda. Israel has no reason to change their behavior. None whatsoever. This is just another giveaway at a time when our nation is going without roads, schools, bridges, infrastructure. another $3 billion worth of weapons given to Israel free and clear. Weapons that will be used to start the next war. And Israel, along with Joe Lieberman, Israel's up there saying, oh yeah, got to do Iran now. Got to do Iran. Iran are bad people. Gosh darn those Iranians. They attacked those Americans in the Mediterranean last May, or some such nonsense. I'm expecting another false flag, phony terror thing. Oh, yes, the Iranians gave this shoe bomber and crotch bomber a bomb, and they got an airplane to Namibia, and it's going to route to Munich and then over to Paris, and it's all Iran's fault. It's all Iran's fault. And like I said earlier in the show, the laptop documents, the entire foundation for this constant scream that Iran is a threat to the world because they're building covert nuclear weapons, has been discredited. It's another fraud, just like the Niger yellow cake uranium documents were. It's all a hoax, and it's all a fraud. And maybe the first time, because, you know, back when Bush attacked Iraq, we could still be forgiven for wanting to have a little trust in our corporate media and our government, and we fell for the lies that time. But we know better this time. It's another set, it's a replay of the same lies. And we have to stand up and say, I'm not going to go along with the lies anymore. Because I can't pretend to be innocent of wrongdoing when I stand there and let you go out and start murdering Israel's enemies again. I'm not going to be complicit after that fact by being silent. Not anymore. Now, meanwhile, and I'm rather glad to see this, apparently Eric Cantor is trying desperately to backtrack off of the statement that he made, where he issued a statement saying that he and the GOP were going to stand with Israel against the President of the United States, basically committing not only an act of treason, but a violation of the Logan Act. And now Cantor is catching a lot of heat, even from his own constituents, and he's trying to back off and saying, well, it's more of a symbolic, metaphorical thing. No, it isn't, Eric. We know who you're working for, and it's not the United States of America, and it's not the people of the United States of America. No government can serve two masters. And a government that is serving Israel is not serving the American people. You don't believe me? Look at those brand new Jews-only paved roads in the West Bank that your tax dollars paid for, and then look at the condition of the roads you are driving down in this country. That will tell you which master the government is serving. All righty, moving right along here. Let's see. Iran is saying that foreign planes are violating their airspace, most likely drones. And apparently the craft that violated Iran's airspace were picked up on their air defense radar. I guess that's why Israel is screaming we need more F-35s. They're stealthy. Whatever Israel is using now to provoke the Iranians is showing up on the radars. All righty, let's see. Now, interestingly enough, I want to talk a little bit about the so-called security barrier in Israel. As you know, that was a major bone of contention because there was a negotiated border between Israel and Palestine. It was called the Green Line, that everybody said, okay, this is now the border. And then all of a sudden, Israel starts saying, we've got to build a security barrier to keep those icky terrorists from coming across into our country and availing themselves of our superior medical establishments and better schools and so forth. And they started building this security wall. You know, it's sort of the modern version of the Berlin Wall, and for exactly the same reason. Except that they weren't building it along the Green Line. They were building it far into the Palestinian side of the Green Line. And Israel's constant excuse is, well, we need a security buffer because, gosh darn those Palestinians, you know, they can fling those hand grenades by hand up to 5 miles. And so we need to push that barrier in so that we know that once we're at the Green Line, we're going to be safe and secure. And it got to be this big joke because this security barrier was weaving in and out around towns. It was separating Palestinians from their own farmlands and just grabbing huge chunks of land on the Palestinian side of the Green Border. And everybody's saying, look, you were supposed to follow the Green Border. And Israel's saying, well, it's too late. It's built now. We can't tear it down and move it. Would cost us way too much money. So now we have Israel's deputy prime minister is now saying that the wall needs to be the official border for Israel. In other words, it's another land snatch. We have a border. We build a wall way, way, way beyond it. And we say, oh, that's got to be the new border. And that's, again, for the last 60 years. Go and look at the maps of Israel from its declaration by David Ben-Gurion to the present day, and you will see who is wiping who off the map. Israel is the one that is constantly trying to erase Palestine because they never wanted the two-state solution proposed by the United Nations. They want it all. They wanted Jerusalem. They want all of Jerusalem. They want all of the West Bank. Eventually, they're going to go back in, and they're going to take all of Gaza, and it won't be enough. Those two lines on the flag of Israel, top and bottom, represent the Nile and the Euphrates, the biblically declared borders of Israel. And that's what they want. We'll be right back for the last segment of our show today. Stay tuned.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Somebody just forwarded to me an email, a message from Jewish Funds for Justice, a message from President Simon Greer. I'm not going to read the thing to you. It is one of the most blatant pro-censorship, pro-dictatorship propaganda screeds I've ever read. But basically, they're taking issue with Fox News running a 3-day series on the puppet masters. And the end result of this Jewish Funds for Justice and Simon Greer are lobbying for Glenn Beck to be removed from the air. Now, the puppet master was basically an examination of the fact that our present economic crisis is directly attributable to the bankers, criminality. We've got Alan Greenspan admitting there has been fraud and criminality in the American financial system leading to our current hardship. But apparently, in the eyes of Simon Greer, daring to say that the bankers might have been culpable for the economic crash here in the United States of America is to be equatable to the 1930s and the anti-Semitic claim that the Great Depression of 1929 was caused by the bankers. Which, yeah, it was. And we've got, you know, we've got like that newspaper from 1933 where they're saying Judea unites against Germany, calling for a global boycott to destroy Germany's economy because Hitler dared get rid of the Weimar Republic Central Bank and started issuing a government currency based on value. Horror upon horrors. We can't have that. So apparently this Simon Greer is trying to revive this whole idea that if you think the bankers are bad because they were using fraudulent foreclosures, because they oversold mortgages into fraudulent mortgage-backed securities, that you're just being an anti-Semite. And because Glenn Beck is daring to report that the bankers are at fault for the economic destruction of the United States of America, that he's just being an anti-Semite as well. And by golly, we've got to get him off the air, because the American people have to be told that bankers are gods, that bankers are honorable people who would never, ever, ever think of harming their customers and clients. That the American people have to be told over and over again, it's their own fault that the economy has been destroyed. It's their own fault manufacturing went away. It's their own fault Congress repealed Glass-Steagall and turned Wall Street into a giant open-air casino. And this blatant attempt to once again subvert and co-opt and reshape the media into a pro-Israel propaganda organ. Remember, a couple of months ago, we broke the story. Israel spends hundreds of millions of dollars to bribe the American media to tell you the news in a way that serves Israel's agenda. And when we finally do get some news commentators who want to tell you the truth about what's going on with the economy, what's the first thing they say? Oh, you're being an anti-Semite if you blame the bankers. We already know. It's already been proven in court that Bear Stearns was overselling the mortgages. It's not anti-Semitic to say they committed a crime. It's not anti-Semitic to say Alan Greenspan admits there's fraud and criminality, or that Bernie Madoff cheated his investors. But according to Simon Greer, yeah, you're just being a Jew hater if you point this stuff out. That's it for our show. Back on Monday, 2 o'clock Central, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, stay angry, stay skeptical, and aloha, America.